Hello and welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm sitting here with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church, and he will be giving simple and scriptural answers to your questions. Today, he is answering our fourth question in the series on our great salvation. So, Pastor Tom, the question I have for you today is, what is the meaning of the doctrine of redemption?
Thanks for that question also. Isn't it exciting studying all of these different words and concepts in salvation? When we're saved, we didn't really realize all the things that happened to us, but we were redeemed, and there are a lot of songs about that we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redemption is a word that has to do with business. It's a money word. It's a word that is associated with slavery also. Redemption basically means to buy back something that used to be yours, and you pay a payment to get it. That payment is called a ransom. Well, in the Old Testament, again, you have a picture of our spiritual redemption, the story of the Israelites, the true historical account of the Israelites in bondage to the great empire of Egypt. They were in bondage for a long time. And then God sends Moses to Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go." Pharaoh won't. He hardens his heart. So God sends the plagues. He doesn't feel he owes Pharaoh any money, so he basically pays Pharaoh in plagues until Pharaoh calls uncle and says, "All right, I'm going to let the Israelites go." He redeemed his people out of Egypt with a strong arm. Well, we need a payment for our sins because we're not in bondage to Egypt. We're in bondage to something that's a lot stronger, or we were in bondage to something, and that's sin, with a capital S, like sin is personified as an evil master who pays all of his workers with death. It says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. That means that sin is a cruel taskmaster, pays all of his workers. If you work for sin, what do you get paid with? You get paid the wages of death. You get paid death. That's not so great. But God wanted to redeem us from slavery to sin, from having to keep practicing sin and giving in to sin, to get us out from under that. So he sent Christ again on the cross to make not partial payment, but full payment. The payment is his life, blood poured out, and that's the ransom price. And so, really, if you think about it, redemption and forgiveness go hand in hand. It says in Ephesians 1 that we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. So forgiveness is also like being released from a debt. You owe somebody something, they say, "I forgive you." What does that mean? You don't have to pay. You are relieved from having to pay that. If you owed someone $100 and you couldn't pay, they say, "Well, I forgive you." What would that mean? That means you're released from that debt. Well, that's exactly what happens in forgiveness and redemption. God releases us from the debt that is owed him, the punishment that is owed him. We're bought out of slavery to sin. We're set free in order to serve Christ. Now we have a new master. We don't serve ourselves. We're not set free to serve ourselves. We're set free to be slaves of Christ and to be slaves of righteousness, as it says in Romans 6. And now we serve a new master in happiness and joy, and we're very glad to have that new master. He pays much better. He pays us with all kinds of grace gifts that we do not deserve.
Thank you, Pastor Tom, for answering that question, and thank you for listening. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as many other topics. If you have a question you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, visit the website, simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.